KTBB News Time, 753, 74 degrees in Longview, 75 degrees right now in Tyler. And a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. We're glad you're tuned in. It's time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
Well, hey, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Well, there is confusion as to what is on the ballot November 5th. Note that I said what and not who. Boiled down, this isn't a contest between Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump. It's not even a contest between two political parties. The 2024 election is a contest between two governing visions that seldom in our history have been more divergent. On the one hand, you have the governing vision that animated the Founding Fathers. The founders were men, yes, they were men, who understood that when humans are given power over other humans, that power will be abused. So they sought to give government only the bare minimum power necessary to defend the peace, support the currency, and act as an impartial referee in the conduct of commerce. The grand vision of our founders was that free citizens of sovereign states would be at maximum liberty to order their own lives and arrange their own affairs. That's the vision that informs small government Republicans. That's one side of the ballot. The other side of the ballot, the one run by the Democrats, seeks to bring about the perfection of society via top-down control. It's a governing vision in which a relatively small cabal of elite and enlightened experts exercises extensive control over the daily lives of less enlightened citizens via the mechanism of a sprawling federal bureaucracy. That governing vision has the federal government dictating our health care, what kind of vehicles we may drive, and going all the way down to how we set the thermostats in our homes. Total control of public education is at the very heart of the leftist vision. Government so envisioned will dictate to us what our children may be taught in school. Parental input will be neither sought nor suffered. This dovetails into a statist belief that rather than having the primary say as to how we raise our children, we should instead be de facto agents of the government in that endeavor. These are the governing visions of the other side of the ballot. Not in yours and my lifetimes have the two parties been farther apart. For most of my life, Democrats and Republicans have largely agreed on the big things. We have largely agreed that America is basically good. We have largely agreed on our fundamental freedoms. That is now coming undone. So, this election season, don't be confused. You're not choosing between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Each of them is merely a proxy. The real contest is between the original vision of the drafters of our Constitution and a vision of our nation as informed by the likes of Karl Marx and Saul Alinsky. I don't know what's going on here. So, don't get hung up on Kamala Harris's idiotic cackle or Donald Trump's mean tweets. Focus instead on the can we even hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm here getting something going on in the headphone here.
Somebody has a very loud car out there.
Yeah, and something going on I can't hear myself. So don't get hung up on Kamala Harris's idiotic cackle or Donald Trump's mean tweets. Focus instead on the choice between the country of freedom and individual liberty that we inherited or a transformed country administered by a small group of elites exercising top-down control over every aspect of our lives. And certainly don't focus on how either candidate makes you feel. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. Well, we are getting close to those delightful days of mild temperatures and cool evenings. I cannot wait. We're also coming upon a seasonal shift in our wine choices. This is the time of year in which we shift from white to red. But I don't like red wine, you say. Well, yeah, you do. You just don't know it yet. So do this. Today after work, or as soon as you can, take yourself to the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall Estates and tell them you're there to find your red. They will put together a tasting flight of red wines from the Keepersall Collection. Your first taste, as always, is on me. That flight will take you on a red wine journey from light and fruity to bold and tannic. Along the way, you will find a Keepersall red wine that you can call your own. I have done exactly that. I love the smoothness of Keepersall's 2019 Syrah. So, to find your red, do this. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at Keepersall.com.